next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use, number 1926, Nanticoke Shores Associates LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared, unless there's any comments the members want to make about it, I'm prepared to make that motion.
Gentlemen, any discussion before the motion?
No comments for me.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1926 regarding Nanticoke Shores Associates LLC to amend condition number 8 of ordinance number 2204, all otherwise known as conditional use number 1862, as it relates to earthen berms around the perimeter of the property for a campground slash RV park, based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the Planning and Zoning Commission originally recommended a denial of this application. The approval and conditions of the approval were adopted by County Council. The original approval had a condition that required a 6-foot earthen berm surrounding the area of the campground RV park conditional use. Three, the Sussex Conservation District has determined that such an earthen berm around the project will obstruct lot drainage and will obstruct the natural conveyance of water across the property to the adjacent marsh and will act as an impoundment, potentially creating flood conditions. As a result, the Conservation District would not be able to approve the plans if they complied with this condition. Four, I feel confident that County Council did not intend to create an impoundment or impede the natural drainage of this property when it created this condition. Five, condition number 8 should be stricken and replaced with the following. And I quote, a 50-foot vegetative buffer with a 6-foot wide earthen berm planted with indigenous trees shall be constructed around that portion of the perimeter of the site which abuts any existing mobile homes in Rehoboth Shores, running parallel to Seagull Lane, Seahawk Lane, crossing Bayview Lane, and ending at the northern portion of the site at Bay Breeze Lane, screening all existing mobile homes from view of the campground RV site. The bounds of the perimeter of the property shall have a 50-foot vegetative buffer with 3 rows of indigenous trees planted in the buffer area, in addition to the trees that already exist on that portion of the perimeter of the property, thereby ensuring that best practice stormwater management will occur and that the potential for flooding the site in any portion of the developed area of Rehoboth Shores community is minimized. The perimeter of the property shall be fenced with a security gate at the entrance to the campground RV park with appropriate security lighting and shall include a separate office for this project with appropriate directional signage.
Okay, is that your motion?
That's my motion. Okay.
We'll hear a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1926, Nanticoke Shores Associates LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.